Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 11th day of the month of Cheshvan. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Alina Orna, Bas Chenchana, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devorah, Raya Bas Michal, and Tezach Bitzalo, Ben Chaya Batsheba Meidei, and all in need of a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily today return home to their families. This week, we continue to celebrate and commemorate 1,000 daily Tehillim and Chizuk calls. Today is actually 1,000, and it's truly a honor for us to have on Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz, who was the first speaker on the first call at the onset of COVID now 4.5 years ago. We will continue to celebrate and commemorate reaching 1,000 this entire week. So on behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz, a Beis HaKnesses of North Woodmere in North Woodmere, New York, to share words of Gifur Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Leibowitz fully reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Leibowitz, will lead us in our three daily Mishaberach, Mishaberach for Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach with Cholim, pausing, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Leibowitz.
Thank you very much. It is really moving to know that 1,000 different afternoons have been interrupted with time for reflection, for tefillah, for Torah, and I shouldn't say interrupted, but enhanced. And I want to thank Rabbi Herman for arranging all of this. I just want to share a short thought related to this past week's parsha, but also one of the themes of this coming week's parsha, and I think indeed one of the major themes of what Israel is facing, specifically in our times. We learn a lot about Yishmael in this coming week's parsha, and we started to learn about Yishmael in this past week's parsha, in Parshas Lech Lecha. And from his very birth, from the very outset, Yishmael is described to us as V'hu Yiyeh Pera Adam, Yado Bakol V'yad Kobo, that he is a Pera Adam, he is a wild man. His hand is against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him. Now, that duality of Yad Bakol and Yad Kobo, one would imagine, has a certain symmetry to it. Meaning, I'm not certain what Yad Bakol means, but I would be confident that Yad Kobo would be the mirror image of that. Whatever is Yad Bakol, whatever he does to others, Yad Kobo means others do to him. Yet, when you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us Yad Bakol means listen, that he's a robber, he's a thief, he's a bandit. You would think, therefore, that Yad Kolbo means that people rob him, that people steal from him. And yet, Rashi says, the Yad Kolbo, hakol soninoso umisgarinbo, that everyone will despise him and will antagonize him. It seems to be a stunning lack of symmetry. How do those two things match up? That he robs other people, a physical act of taking somebody else's money, and then the second half of the statement is a description of people's emotions towards Yishmael, and not at all about their actions that they take against him. Rabbi Yochanan Zweig, in his wonderful Sefer on Chumash Bereishis, explains that when we describe Yishmael as a listen, it's important to realize that there are two types of stealing that people do. Sometimes you have people that steal because it's a crime of necessity or passion. They have a desire for something, they want something, they need something, or they feel that they need something, and therefore they steal, and they disregard the feelings of the person that they are stealing from. However, other times, it's not about a want, it's not about a need, it's not about a passion, and it is not about disregarding the feelings of the person they are stealing from. Sometimes a person steals specifically to antagonize the person that they're stealing from, specifically to drive them crazy, specifically to hurt them. Not because I need anything, I just want that other person to suffer. I want that other person to have to experience being victimized. And that's what Rabbi Zweig explains is the sin of the Dor HaMabul. The Dor HaMabul, Chazal tell us, would steal less than a Shavapruta. Less than a Shavapruta is worthless. You don't gain anything from that. All that there is to gain is the suffering of somebody else. And in fact, a wild man, unlike an ordinary person, robs not to line his own pockets, but in order to torment his victims. That is what Rashi means when he says, Yishmael is a listim, yado bakol, and with that kind of thievery, with that kind of robbery, we understand that he was just trying to express a certain animosity toward others, a certain hatred toward other people, a certain antagonistic attitude, and therefore it is perfectly symmetrical when Rashi explains the yad kol bo, hakol soninoso. That there are people that hate him and want to antagonize him. It's so important to realize that not every person that does something wrong is an evil person. Not every person that makes a mistake, that exercises an error in judgment, that maybe doesn't see things clearly and therefore behaves inappropriately, is necessarily a bad person. But there are evil people in this world. There are people that are indeed bad people. And perhaps it's important to remember, specifically at a time of such polarization in the language that we use, both in American politics, in Israeli politics, and just the general language of the street nowadays, that we remember that, yes, there are Yishmaels, namely his descendants, the people who are inherently evil. And to remember that not everybody else with whom we disagree, and even people who make terrible mistakes, are necessarily inherently evil. It's important to distinguish between the two, to realize where there's hope for somebody and where there's not so much hope for somebody. And we should be zocha to be able to defeat evil and to be able to turn those who make mistakes into people who are able to see more clearly, to understand things better, to be able to improve. Because there's always hope for somebody who is not necessarily inherently evil and is only someone who makes mistakes every now and then. I'm now going to recite 5 chapters of Tehillim. Lamnaseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Yolascha Yidashna Sela Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha
ואנחנו קמנו ונסודד, אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קרנו. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי, לא אחסר, בנוס דשא ירביצני, עלי מנוחוס ינהלני, נפשי שובב ינחני במגלי צדק למען שמון. גם כי אלך בקץ המובס, לא עיר הרע, כי אתה עמדי, שפתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צוררי, תשענת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני, V'yarech Yamim, Kapitel Kufchaf Aleph 121. Shir Lama'alos, Esra'in Ayelarim, Me'ayin, Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'aret, Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yonum Velo Yishon, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzulcha, Yagiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'yareyach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeitcha Vorecha, Me'ato V'yad Olam, Kapitel Kuf Lamed 130. Shir HaMa'alos, Mimamakim, Kirasicha Adonai, Adonai Shim'o V'koli, Tienos Nasa Kashubos, L'kol Tachanunai, Im Avonos Tishmor Yah, Adonai Mia Amod, Ki M'cha Hasulicha, L'ma'an Tivarei, Ki Visi Adonai Kivisa Napshi, V'lidvaro Hochalti, Napshi L'Adonai Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Yim Adonai Achesed V'arbei Mofidus, V'hu Yitze Es Yisrael Mikol Avonosov. Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil L'David, Biosov Ma'ara Sifila, Kali El Adonai Ezok, Kali El Adonai Eschanon, Eshpoch lefanav sichi, Tzorasi lefanav agid, Bisateif alai ruchi, V'ata yadata nesivasi, Bo'orachzu aleich, Tamnu fachli, Abeit yamin ure'ei, Ve'in li makir, Avad menos mimeni, Ein doresh lenafshi, Za'akti elecha Adonai, Amarti ata nachsi, Chelki be'eretz ha'chayim, Hakshiva elinasi ki dalosi ma'od, Hatzileni mirodfai ki amtsu mimeni, Hotzia mimasker nafshi lahodos ha'shemecha, Biachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol alohi, Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, Hanusunim b'tzaru v'shivya, Ha'omdim bein bayam uvein b'yabasha, Hamakom irachem aleihem, ויוציאים מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה ליאורה, ומשיבה בגאולה, אשתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם יצחק יעקב, הוא יברך את חיילי צבא ההגנה לישראל, ואנשי כוחות הביטחון, העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד בבוא הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו, ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד ברצוננו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בכסר ישוע ובעטרת ניצחון. ויקויים בהם הכוסוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, וילחם לכם, עם אויביכם להושיע אסכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נזרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו, את כל אחינו הנשואים בצורה ובשביה, בעבור שכל הכל הקדוש הזה מספלל בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחם ממלאיהם, ויוציאים מחושך וצלמובס, ומוסרפיהם ינתק, וממצוקותיהם יושיעים, וישיב ממהיר חיק משפחותיהם, יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם, ויקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובון, ובואו ציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחו ישיגו, ונשאו יגון והנחה, ונאמר אמן. Misha Berech Avosenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Ve'Aron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech Ve'Yirapei Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav Kuimo L'Raposo L'Achaziko L'Achiyoso V'Yishlach Lo Mehero Refor Shalema Min HaShemayim Ramach Evarav U'Shlagidav V'Sof Shar Chol Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Ashtaba Galav Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Leibowitz. We look forward to having you back on the call. Please God in Yiras Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.